Well, I was really excited about catching up with someone who I considered almost a friend, but showbiz can be fickle.
Come on.
No,
it's
you come on.
It's the dream team. It's the dream breakfast team. We're back together.
Where have you been this morning? Richie goes early at... No, apparently he's really excited. This is the first interview he's doing today.
Richie,
do you know this is the second interview? He's already done another breakfast show. Wouldn't mind if it was daybreak.
I thought it was time we started seeing other people.
Unbelievable.
Is Matt Smith in tomorrow? Seriously, that guy is an amazing Doctor Who.
I'm not quibbling with that.
Well, you're not even speaking at the moment. What's up with you, man? How are you, DJ?
Oh, I'm very all the better for seeing you.
You're back.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're all American and snazzy.
Am I, though?
No,
I've
you
just
are.
Not cut
You've
my hair,
like a,
is all that's happened.
No, the hair's a bit different.
The hair's long, is what
no,
it is.
No, emo.
It's a... Well, is this
you
emo?
Look like you're 21.
See, what do you mean,
doesn't
look
he
like?
Younger? The tan, the stubble. Yeah. What's going on the stubble? Is it a fake one? I didn't know you could grow any kind of facial hair.
Yeah, I've been up at dawn having having each hair individually laid into my face.
You look in rude health.
I'm in rude health, thank you, yes.
Have you been obviously working out in New Mexico?
Sure, me and the gym, you know how... You know.
Wow.
We love a bit of that. Yeah, New Mexico, I've been out there.
What's been going on out there? I know nothing about this, other than got a text last week. I thought you were joking, saying you've been in Mexico with vampires. Yeah, I was like, he's drunk. He's on tough times. He hasn't worked since Doctor Who last year. How sad. But you've been doing this
I've been doing Fright Night.
Which was it's an 80s movie, was
it's
it?
It's a remake of the 80s vampire film, for DreamWorks.
For DreamWorks?
Yeah.
Crikey, big boys now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how long were you in Mexico for?
About 2 months. New Mexico. That's not Mexico.
What was the difference?
Don't embarrass yourself.
Really?
New Mexico's in America. It's a
state. I knew that.
It's one of the states of America.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah, no. I did that deliberately.
For the listeners?
For the younger kids, just to sort of realise geographical mistakes you can easily make.
Yeah.
Now, we spoke to someone this morning called Tara, who you must have seen. She had a TARDIS tattoo done, a 6-inch one. She said she held up an iPad for you.
I know who you're talking about. I met her in the streets of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we spoke to her.
How was she?
She's really well, mate. She's staying up listening like a lot of the DT fangirls all over the world, especially in America now. They're staying up late. They're like a 7-hour time difference, so they can hear you right now.
I'm sorry to have kept you all. I hope it was worth it.
She said she was an extra for 3 days on Fright Night.
Oh, not in any of my scenes.
Oh, look at this, not in any of my scenes.
Oh, I didn't have any extras.
What do you mean? You were just working alone?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. All my scenes are very contained.
What's your character in then? Are you a zombie?
I'm a Las Vegas illusionist.
Oh, this I've got to see.
Yeah.
When's this out?
Yeah. I think it's next Halloween, I think. Or round about then.
Do you mean this Halloween?
No, next October.
What kind of a turnaround is that?
Come on, there's CGI to work on.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're like a kind of Paul Daniels vampire slayer. Is that the pitch? Is that what I said?
Paul Daniels vampire slayer.
Wisbit is now a vampire slayer.
Wisbit vampire killer. That's not a bad idea.
That's the movie to make.
That's a great idea.
Call DreamWorks back and say I've got another one.
Paul Daniels vampire slayer. Let's do it.
With a lesbian Debbie McGee. I'll just leave it out there.
Yeah.
No one said
Let's
anything.
Not comment on
That's
that.
Not even
comment. The lawyers are listening. That could be interesting.
It's got potential. That's what I'm saying, David.
Yeah.
So you're back on British TVs then this weekend. That must be nice to be back.
Sunday night, 9 o'clock, Single Father. Yeah.
Tell us about that. It's a proper kind of drama, isn't it? Thanks for the invite. I got an email here from someone who was at the BAFTA screening this week.
Well, I wasn't at the BAFTA screening.
Oh, where were you?
So I didn't get an invite.
Where were you then?
I was in Albuquerque.
When did you get back?
Oh, about 3 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, someone was there, and they said I would be very proud if I'm your dad. They said that you're fantastic. I saw Single Father at a BAFTA preview. It's an incredibly moving performance and production as a whole. Be very proud, Christian. That's from Nicola in Mansfield.
You have to be very proud. That's nice.
Yeah, I know.
That's nice.
What I've got to you. I think it's a former colleague of mine after you co-hosting last year for three shows.
We were the dream team. Breakfast team.
That you've decided to replace me with someone else this morning.
Where
did you go?
It was just
I can
meaningless.
Guess. The worst place you could go.
It was a meaningless
Did you
flame.
Go to the dark side? Did you go into Jabba Hutt's lair? Have you been there? I can smell donut glaze on you from here.
No,
did
I
you
didn't.
Lend him some money as well? Because he hasn't been paid for a while. Did he tap you up with some cash? You probably asked him. You haven't been paid for a year either. If you just Doctor Who,
you know.
Skin.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Do you really want to know where I've just been? No.
You might as well.
I've just been to the Jolly People down at Hart.
Oh! Yeah. Hart's 106.2.
9.4, whatever it is. Yeah.
What did you do, just so I know what to avoid? There are plenty of fun games?
We did. Well, because I'm doing a thing in the West End for a couple of nights called Celebrity Autobiography. So we did a thing about that.
Yeah, some people said they saw you the other night.
Last night and tonight I'm doing as well.
What's that?
For two nights only. It's this fantastic show. Really simple idea. Where these two American actors started taking bits out of celebrity autobiographies. And of course, you just take them out and read them out loud, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I used to do this as a daily feature on my XFM breakfast show 8 years ago.
Did you?
Well, yes, for a year.
Well, somebody's now making
right, well,
a fortune
I'll be contacting
it,
so. My lawyers. They've turned it into a play.
Yeah.
We used to do it at 6:10 just to do something. There's a play. What, and reading out people's showbiz at most?
And for an actor, it's great. You turn up at 6:00, you give them your script, you go on and you
so
read
who
it.
Have you done,
and they're
who
hysterical.
Have you read out?
I read out a bit of David Cassidy last night. Unbelievable. What you're thinking is, this man, first of all, he wrote this down, yeah. Then he presumably read it back, gave it to a publisher who also read it, and went, no, yeah, we'll publish that, yeah. There's nothing wrong with this strange, tawdry tale of having sex with your co-star and not really fancying her.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I mean, heaven forbid people that have relationships with people they work with, eh, David?
Yeah, imagine that.
And who else have you been this week, David?
I was also one of the members of NSYNC last night.
Justin Timberlake?
No, one of the other ones. JC.
Maggie's off to interview him today.
You're kidding.
I'm deadly serious, yeah.
They're still going?
No, it's not about NSYNC.
Lance Bass.
Now.
Was it Lance Bass? Was it his book?
No, it was JC. Oh. No, all of them. They've written a book called NSYNC Out of Sync.
That's really clever.
It's full of anecdotes about their life. It's brilliant.
Yeah, Maggie, what do you think of this, right? Maggie's going to interview Justin Timberlake today, because obviously we play a lot of his stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm going to drop one
it's
in a minute, as we say.
It's a movie, though.
Yeah, that movie looks great, though. The Facebook film, I really want to see that.
Yeah. And Maggie's Irish auntie is over at the moment, Aunt
You're going
to
take her with you?
No. Well, that's what I said.
No, David.
Oh, take Aunt Mary to Justin.
No, come on.
No, look. If
just because you want JT alone.
Justin.
I've only got
who's
six
that?
Minutes.
Who's that?
That's
in
Justin.
I thought it was David Cassidy.
I've only got 6 minutes in a hotel room. There's only going to be one Doyle
that's
in that
all
hotel room.
Justin
that's
takes
enough for a young lad like that. Once he takes
minutes,
his pants off,
yeah.
It'll be done after him, and
there'll
he can
no
have a go
offing
with Aunt Mary.
There'll be no pants offing.
No, I meant ask her some questions.
You're looking slightly disapproving. You don't like a bit of Justin?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I want all the time with him myself.
You've got lovely and blonde hair, Maggie. When did that happen? Look at you.
Die. Have a can. Can you get that? Sorry, Maggie.
It's a bit unnecessary.
No,
you can see things haven't really changed here, David. I'm still the underdog.
Oh,
I'm still slag dog.
You
we all know who
underdog
wears the trousers
but
here.
Thank you for the hair compliment.
You look lovely, yeah.
Is it blonde?
Yeah.
All right, then you get aggressive. I wouldn't say that was blonde. Sort of a slight taint of ginger or something.
Just because you're reaching for the Grecian 2000. Let's not start.
No, let's not go ahead. What is that young boy side parting you're pointing at the moment? Anna Jones is with me.
That's my Justin Timberlake, Luke.
Right, let's get Maggie's travel on. You've not getting away with this. You need to take your Aunt Mary with you to meet Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. No, Auntie Mary is very busy.
She
today
went out to dinner with her last night, and Aunt Mary thought that she was talking about the Timberland shoes. We need this kind of comedy confusion in the interview.
We don't. I've got my interview set up. I've got the 6 minutes, but there's no more room. There's no more room for Auntie Mary.
Oh, there's always room for Justin to squeeze in Auntie Mary.
Especially with squeezing a little go with Auntie Mary.
Yeah. Easy now. That is my Auntie Mary.
One of the little people.
Is she listening?
She probably is, yes.
Oh, hello, Auntie Mary.
Does she know how to work the older? No, digital radios can be a bit confusing.
Oh, no.
I'm joking. Let's get the travel news, and we'll come back with the young lad who's in the studio today. Barely recognisable.
Hello.
The young boy-like David Tennant. I think you'd get asked for ID.
I did get asked for ID in America.
Did you?
Yeah, they ask everyone for ID in America, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a compliment, isn't it? That's fantastic. What a nice compliment.
To be honest, I just looked fairly witheringly at them. I mean, come on. I'm 100 years old. Stop it.
Once a Time Lord, always a Time Lord. Okay, we're back with David Tennant after this. This is the travel news for the UK now. Maggie Doyle.